In today's episode, we are diving deeper into the essence of true desire, the whispers of the soul, and how to distinguish genuine guidance from mere distractions or sabotage. This episode is inspired by my conversation with Regan Hillier. Regan is a master manifester herself and has taught thousands how to manifest their dreams. Today, we will explore ideas that can be turned into self-coaching techniques and techniques we can use with our clients. We'll explore the power of intuition in making life-altering decisions and how creating space for silence can lead to profound insights and opportunities. Let me ask you something. Have you ever felt like you're just going through the motions, creating goals and visions based on what you think you should want? It's a common experience, but what if I told you there was a more profound, more fulfilling way to live and coach? It's about tapping into the wisdom of our soul, accessing our highest potential, and letting this inner guidance shape our lives and coaching practice, which is why the first exercise is called the soul connection exercise. So what exactly is a soul connection exercise? It's about creating space in our busy lives to build a relationship with our soul. Unlike our logical minds, the wisdom from our soul is non-linear and often unexpected. Imagine starting your day not by listing tasks and setting goals the traditional way, but by simply closing your eyes and asking, "What does my soul desire today?" This practice might lead you in a surprising direction. Maybe one day it's telling you to move your body, dance, or go for a walk. Another day, it might ask you to embrace stillness, to stay in bed a little longer and just be. It's in these moments of stillness and openness that we can receive unexpected visions or insights. The kind that leads us to those aha moments or open doors to incredible opportunities. Now, you might be wondering how to integrate this into your coaching. Here's a technique you can use with your clients. Encourage them to start their sessions, not by diving straight into goal setting or problem solving, but by engaging in a brief soul connection exercise. Guide them to close their eyes, take a few deep breaths, and ask their soul what it desires for the session. This sets the stage for a coaching session that's aligned with their deepest needs and aspirations, paving the way for breakthroughs that are truly in sync with their soul's path. Remember, engaging with our soul requires us to actively participate in and nurture this relationship. It's not a one-off task, but a daily practice that can lead to profound transformations in how we live and how we coach. So I challenge you and your clients to make space for this practice, even if it's just a few minutes each day. You might be surprised at the wisdom and clarity that emerges when you truly listen to your soul. Now let's focus on another pivotal topic in the coaching world, which is discerning guidance from sabotage. Ever found yourself or your clients at a crossroad puzzled whether the voice inside is a guiding light or a sabotaging whisper? It's a common conundrum where the line between soulful intuition and fear-driven resistance blurs. The heart of this issue lies in tuning into our inner signals. These signals are subtle and unique to each of us, requiring a keen sense of self-awareness to decipher. The challenge is recognizing when we are being nudged to our higher self towards growth and when we are being held back by our fears or our old patterns. So how can we as coaches assist our clients in navigating this, you know, rather difficult terrain? Here's a technique to integrate this into your sessions. It's called the inner dialogue exercise. Begin by encouraging your clients to recall a recent decision where they felt torn between following their gut and giving in to procrastination or fear. Guide them through a reflective process, asking them to visualize the scenario vividly. Encourage them to identify the physical sensations, thoughts, and emotions associated with each of these choices. Was there a sense of expansion and peace with one of the options and constriction or anxiety with the other? These bodily cues are often the language through which our soul communicates. Next, I want you to delve into the why behind each choice. Was the guidance towards a certain path accompanied by a sense of alignment and purpose, or did it stem from a place of fear or obligation? This reflection can illuminate the underlying motivations, helping distinguish soulful guidance from self-sabotage. The power of this exercise lies in the simplicity and the profound insights it can unlock. Regularly engaging in such reflective practices, your clients can develop a more intuitive understanding of their inner signals. Over time, this heightened awareness becomes a compass, guiding them towards choices that resonate with their soul's path rather than being swayed by fear or external pressures. Remember, the journey to understanding the soul's whispers is deeply personal and unfolds uniquely for everyone. Our role as coaches is to provide the tools and space for our clients to explore, understand, and trust their inner wisdom. The next insight I have here is called the 30-day test for decision making. You know how sometimes we catch ourselves or our clients getting caught up in the moment's excitement, chasing after something because it looks appealing from the outside? It happens to the best of us. We see something, it sparks our interest, and suddenly we're all in. But here's the thing. Is this new pursuit a genuine calling or is just a fleeting fascination? This is where the 30-day test comes into play. It's a simple yet powerful tool to discern whether what's knocking on the door of our consciousness is truly meant for us. The premise is straightforward. If an idea, desire, or opportunity continues to resonate with you for 30 days, it's more likely a genuine calling rather than a momentary win. Now, let's talk about how to apply this in your coaching practice. Imagine your client comes to you buzzing with excitement about a new project or a new direction they want to go in. They're ready to dive headfirst, but you sense they might be acting on an impulse here. You know the classic shiny object syndrome? Introduce them to the 30-day test. Ask them to take note of their enthusiasm for this new venture and then simply wait. Over the next month, encourage them to observe if their interest sustains or it wanes. This isn't about discouraging action, but fostering a deeper connection with their true desires. It's about creating space for reflection, allowing the initial rush of excitement to settle and seeing what remains. This period of contemplation can reveal whether a desire is rooted in genuine passion or it's a temporary allure. For those who struggle with patience or feel pressured by time, remind them that this waiting period is an investment in their clarity and alignment. It's not about inaction, but intentional pausing, a practice that can save them from potential missteps and align them more closely with their soul's true calling. Next is a game-changing concept. It's called the environmental and social audit. It's all about consciously creating our surroundings and connections to align with our deepest values and our aspirations. Picture this. You're moving through life, surrounded by people and spaces that just don't click. Ever felt drained after a social gathering or suffocated by your own environment? That's a sign. It's crucial to assess the energy of our relationships and environments. Do they uplift us, support our dreams, or leave us feeling less than? Regan shares her journey where she took a leap from New Zealand to Australia, propelled by the need for a fresh start. It was a bold move driven by realization that to flourish, one must be in the right soil, so to speak. The shift wasn't just geographical, it involved a deep cleanse, letting go of connections that didn't serve and embracing solitude. It's in this space of emptiness that the magic unfolds. There's room for new relationships, new ideas, and a vibrant circle that truly resonates. So, how do we bring this transformative approach into our coaching practice? Here's the technique, the reflective circle exercise. Start by asking your clients to list down the people they frequently interact with and the environments they often inhabit. Then guide them through a reflection on each. Does this person or space energize me? Do they support my dreams? Encourage a deep dive into these reflections. Sometimes it's not about immediate answers, but about fostering awareness of how these interaction spaces are making them feel. This awareness is the first step towards intentional change. Choosing who and what surrounds us. But here's the kicker. It's not just about trimming the old. It's about consciously crafting a new circle, one interaction at a time. It's about stepping out, maybe into new events or gatherings, and tuning into how each new connection makes them feel. And here's the beautiful part of this journey. As your clients elevate their inner frequency, they'll notice a shift. They won't just have to seek out the right environments, the right people and opportunities will start gravitating towards them. It's a testament to the power of internal work, inner work, reflecting outwardly, transforming their social and physical world to mirror their inner growth. The final idea from this podcast, there's tons of them in the podcast, but here's the final one that I want to share on this particular episode right now, is which is what we call the daily idea journaling. Imagine waking up each day flooded with ideas, visions, and possibilities. For many of us, especially those in creative fields, our minds are constantly buzzing with potential projects, concepts, and dreams. But here's the catch. How do we sift through this abundance of creativity to find the gems that truly resonate? Enter daily idea journaling, a practice that not only helps in capturing our fleeting thoughts, but also acts as a filter, helping you discern which ideas are worth pursuing. Think of it as a daily brain dump, where you jot down everything that comes to your mind without judgment or with any pressure to act immediately. It's about giving your ideas space to breathe, to evolve, to reveal their true essence over time. Now let's talk about how you as a coach can integrate this practice into your session. Start by encouraging your clients to embrace the ritual of daily journaling, not as a task, but as a sacred space for their creativity to flow freely. Guide them to write down whatever comes to mind each morning, be it an idea for a new project, a sudden insight, or a dream they can't just shake off. As days pass, something magical starts to happen. Amid the myriad of thoughts and ideas, a few will begin to stand out, repeatedly making their appearances in the journal. These are the ideas that carry some weight, the ones that are super present, as a friend puts it. These persistent ideas are not just random thoughts. They are calls to action, whispers from the soul about what truly matters. Encourage your clients to pay special attention to these recurring themes. It's in these repeated ideas that passion meets purpose, where the universe nudges us towards our true calling. By identifying these persistent ideas, your clients can begin to prioritize their focus and energy, channeling their creativity into projects that ignite their passion and resonate with their core. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, the journey to self-discovery and manifestation is an ongoing journey. Every day presents a new opportunity to connect, listen, and act in alignment with our higher selves. Until next time, continue to explore, continue to trust, continue to manifest the life you truly desire. And next week, I have a special guest for you. His name is Dan Martell. Dan is a business coach who specifically coaches SaaS companies, and his work on being able to get more time freedom for yourself is epic. You will love this episode. Tools, techniques, strategies, all of it next week. Only on Master Coaching with Ajit.